afternoon, everybody. Someone asked me last week about something that I had never heard about before, but maybe you have heard about it, because the more I ask people, it seems that people have heard about it. It's something called cake smash. Apparently, when your child is zochet to reach his first birthday, there is a practice that many people have where they take a photo shoot where a photographer takes professional pictures of a baby literally smashing a cake and getting it all over himself in order to get cute pictures. People order cakes that have many, many colors on them and are very fancy cakes, so that they present this beautiful cake to a one-year-old and then they let the baby have at it. And the cake is absolutely destroyed and no one eats the cake at all, because it is disgusting to eat the cake after the baby's done his thing, and they get all these adorable pictures. Now, the question is that mutter to do? Now, this is obviously a question of incredible affluence. It's something that our bubbies and zaydis never could have imagined, that someone would take perfectly good food and just destroy it for the sake of a photo op. But the shaila is there anything in halacha that says that one should not do this? So there are a few issues. First, there is something called bizoy ochlin. There's a gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Nun Beis. Tanu Rabbanan arba dvarim yamru bepas. The Braisa tells us that there are four halachos that are relevant to pas, and among them is that ein zorkin es pas. You're not even allowed to throw bread, because that is considered disrespectful to the bread. The gemara then asks a stira between two different Braisas about whether you're allowed to throw other food that's not bread, and the gemara answers habimidi demamis habimidi delamamis. It depends whether it's going to become ruined and disgusting, but certainly, even when it comes to food that is not bread, if it's going to get ruined, if it's going to get disgusting, you're not allowed to throw it. Not only that, the Gemara goes even further and says, Tan Rabbanan mamshichin yayin betzinoros lefnei chasim lefnei kala v'zorkin lefneim klayos ve'gozim b'yamos achama. That when it comes to throwing nuts in front of a chasan kala, it's a derech simcha to be mesamei chasan kala for a tzorech mitzvah. You're only allowed to do it if the nuts aren't going to get ruined. But if the floor is all muddy and the nuts are going to get ruined, you're not allowed to do that. And the Gemara says, therefore, when it comes to softer types of cakes, where even when the floor is not muddy, it's going to get ruined, you're not allowed to do that. That is a violation of bizoy ochlin. So that halacha of Nata Tosus points out in Maseches Brachos that egozim don't even really get ruined from the mud because they have a shell around them, but it looks not nice. Tosa says it's still ma'us when egoz is muddy, and therefore you're not supposed to do that either. What about the fact that there are some people that have a practice that they throw challah at the table when they're distributing the challah? They sort of toss it a little bit. So truth is, simple reading of Shulchan Aruch is you're not allowed to do that either. Habotzeh no sein prusa lefnei kalecha, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simkuv Samach Zayin, and Magen Avraham Simkat Lam Ches writes that you're not allowed to throw bread. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that even if it won't be nimas, it's a bizoy ochlin. You're not allowed to do things that are disrespectful to food. And when it comes to challah and lecha mishnah, it's a bizoy mitzvah also, because it's a mitzvah lecha mishnah that one is being mevazeh. Now, to be sure, there is such a minhag. The Tshuva Sezoris Tshuva Chelik Aleph Simkuf Yud Ches says that his father, the Ksav Sofer, used to throw the challah, and he comes up with a whole shtickle tira as to why that was permissible. But certainly there is a value called, or an iser called bizoy ochlin, a value toward showing respect to food. And then there's a separate issue, and that is the issue of bal tashchis. The Torah tells us, lo sashchis es eitza ki mimenu sochel v'osol lo sichros, ki ha'adam eitz asad lo mibanecha b'matzo rak eitz asher teda ki lo eitz machalu osol tashchis. So you're only allowed to cut down a tree if you know that it is not a fruit tree, but if it's a fruit tree, you're not allowed to cut it down. And the Ramban writes that the Torah is telling us that it's derech hashchasa to destroy a perfectly good fruit tree, and you're not allowed to do that. The Medrash points out, limei derech eretz ledoros shol livnos beso mi'ilanos aperos. You shouldn't even build a house, even something constructive, out of a tree, out of wood from a tree that produces fruits. And Sefer HaChinuch writes that the basis for this mitzvah, the shoresh of the mitzvah, the reason for the mitzvah, is kedei lelami lenafshenu le'ehov hatov vatoeles ulihidabek bo, to love that which is good and beneficial. V'zeu derech hachasid v'anshe maisa ovim shalom usmechem b'tov v'brios u'makarvenos on the Torah v'lo yavdu afilu gargo shel chardol b'olam. We wouldn't destroy or ruin or throw out or waste even a single mustard seed. V'lo kein harishoyim acheim shel mazikin smechem b'ashchasa solim v'im mashchisim. We don't go looting, for example. That's something that's just pure hashchasa. We don't do things that are pure hashchasa. That is something that is part of the answer of Bal Tashchis. There is a discussion in the Rishonim, is Bal Tashchis when it's not about a fruit tree, is that an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan? Sefer HaChinuch sounds like he holds it's D'Oraisa, the Radvaz holds it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, but either way, it is Asa. For example, the Gemara Besachs Baba Kama writes that HaMakareya Alamesi Yosem Midai Loka Mishum Bal Tashchis. Sounds like D'Oraisa, Loka Mishum Bal Tashchis, that someone who tears more than necessary for a mace, so he tears more clothing than he needs to tear to be Yotze, the Chiyuv of Kriya, that also is a violation of Bal Tashchis. The Rambam writes that we are Melamed Esadam Shaloyeh Chavlon Velo Yafsid Esakelim V'Yashlicham. You shouldn't just throw things away, and that's why the Rambam writes Minigas, we don't throw things on a dead body, because whatever touches the body becomes Aser, so we don't just throw things away into a kever and as a sign of Avelus. We don't destroy useful things. However, how do we define what's called destroying? What if there's a tzorech? What if there's a tzorech mitzvah, for example? For example, the Chumash Torah Shema writes that if it's a tzorech mitzvah, there's no iser, and therefore he says maybe the minig that people have that they burn things on Lag BaOmer is not so bad. Maybe that's not a violation of Bal Tashchis because they're celebrating Lag BaOmer, so it's a derech of their celebration. That's the suggestion that some have. Furthermore, it could be that as far as the geder of Bal Tashchis, maybe that's only if you do a maisa hashchasa. Baby has no isurim. The baby does what he does. You're doing b'shevi al tase. You're just introducing the baby to the cake. So the cake is there. There's the baby. The baby's the one that does everything. So it could be that that's not technically a violation of Bal Tashchis. Nevertheless, it would seem that it's hard to not say that it's bizo yochlin. And it would seem on the Pashtus that it's at least achieving the result of Bal Tashchis, and certainly what the Sefer HaChinuch writes is inappropriate as far as Hashchasas Ochlin. Some suggest it's also covered our Brios issue, that even a baby has a Tzelem Elokim, so it's one thing, you know, the baby's sitting in the high chair and he doesn't know how to eat his food properly and he ends up with food all over his face. Everyone's always taking out a camera and taking a picture of a baby in that, every single one of us has a picture of when we were in a high chair like that, but to engineer such a situation where there's no plans of eating, he can't eat the whole cake. No one has any hava mina that he can eat the whole cake. They order the cake specially. They order at my niece's bake and they sell for a living. They make money on it. They get special orders of very fancy cakes and they're not cheap. And in order to so the baby could destroy it. It seems like it's a very unusual practice. And with these kinds of practices, we always have to question whether it runs afoul of chukas hagayim. The Marik famously tells us that the geder of chukas hagayim is something that has no tam, something that has no logical reason for it. You have to be choshish that maybe it originates in avodah zarah. I think this originates in American excess and in stupidity, but probably not in avodah zarah. So probably it doesn't run afoul of chukas hagayim. But it would seem to me like, I don't know, I would think that anyone who's ever had a meaningful relationship with a Holocaust survivor would never even think of doing such a thing. That it's a sign of a certain generation that this has become a thing to do. It doesn't seem to say it's absolutely usher. I don't know. You can ask for Shechter of Willing if it's absolutely usher. But to say that it's not exactly aligned with Torah values, I think that is fair to say. Okay, everyone have a great day. Thank you.